The youthful 69-year-old can still be found out on the local trails, skiing and riding, and this summer he'll have even more time to be outside doing fun things. Charlie Sturgis announced he'll be retiring from Mountain Trails Foundation in June.
I've had a great role doing what I'm doing, and I truly believe that it's time for me to maybe step aside and actually not so much retire, maybe transition, see what else is out there, see what other challenges might be there, and take a little bit of personal time and family time, and see what the world has to offer as we go forward. It's kind of it's always a little scary maybe going into that fourth quarter of your life going, well, what should I be doing now? So anyhow, going to take a look.
If his replacement's hired, he'll step aside in early June. He thinks the new director could be found locally.
The board feels that it's really important that they do a thorough job. I think we have internal candidates, and we also probably have an incredible amount of talent in town as well. So they're going to start the hiring process here shortly.
Sturgis is proud of the accomplishments made during his tenure, things that couldn't have been done without the financial support of the community. This nonprofit is well-loved and consistently wins the Live PC Give PC Leaderboard every year. Over the last 11 years, Sturgis has seen a lot of new trail built, the WOW Trail, new trails in Bonanza Flat, the 9,000-foot trail, trail expansion in Round Valley, as well as new trails coming to the Treasure Hill open space. The foundation has opened up winter trails to snow bikes throughout the area, as well as in Bonanza Flat. Sturgis says he's also ensured the organization's financial security and has found a place to call home. Currently, Mountain Trails is leasing a 10,000-square-foot warehouse on 2 acres with lots of room for employee parking and their machinery, and they hope to buy it eventually. With plenty of room, he says he's hoping to find a roommate to share the cost and to look to the future as rent only gets more expensive in town.
My advice to all nonprofits out there would be make sure you're securing your place to live, because it's going to get more and more difficult and it's going to get way more expensive. So I hope that what we're doing will ultimately ensure that money that we get from the community as individual donations and otherwise actually still continue to go back into trails and not necessarily into rent.
For those who are interested in applying for the position, it's posted online at mountaintrails.org. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.